one at 855-453. 855-453 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can create the content that you see there. Everything that you see as you scroll down the page created by listeners like you. Scroll down and you'll see different items. Those are news articles. They could be YouTube videos. They could be blog posts. Whatever it is you find online that you think is worthy of sharing with us in the studio and our other listeners, you submit it as show prep. It then can be voted upon. And the most if an item gets enough votes, it'll make it to the front page of the site. It's not really a most votes kind of thing. It's once it crosses a certain threshold, it will be promoted. So go to...
And then we'll be likely to see it.
That's right.
And,
more likely.
You know, we'll be more likely to, you know, read it on the air. We try to give credit to whomever has, you know, put it up on the website. Also, not only do we go off of credits and, you know, where it came from and things like that, but so, who brought it to us, too?
Still to come tonight, 11 ways successful people start their morning. Julia is going to share those with us, but we're going to continue with you and your thoughts first. We've got Michael on the line in Wyoming, and I believe this is Freedom Fiends, Michael?
Yeah.
From Freedom, yeah. The Freedom Fiends podcast and live experience?
Yeah. Yeah, I got two comments. One is about the vampires in Utah hovering over the body like vultures before it's dead. That sounds like classic drug-seeking behavior, and I think those people need to be drug-tested, man. I think that they might be addicts trying to get drugs.
Good chance of that. You're talking about the police in Utah,
yeah.
Who, by the way, you know, for listeners just tuning in, the cops in Utah and in Vernal decided that when a man's wife had just passed on, they were going to shake him down for the prescription pills that might be in the home, and they were demanding to know where they were and accusing him of possibly going to sell the pills. And this guy tried to get an apology, tried to talk to the city officials, and the city officials backed the cops. They were making excuses for him and saying it was totally acceptable that they were in this behavior. It's outrageous.
Total dope. Classic dope fiend behavior, man.
I would agree.
Be drug tested.
And you know this because didn't you used to be involved with heroin in some way?
Yeah, I've been clean since 94, but I'm an ex-junkie. And, you know, I mean, that was kind of a joke in meetings. Like, yeah, man, I was such a dope fiend. I stole grandma's dope after she died. Like, not a joke. I've heard guys say that. You know, but they waited till grandma died, at least, and everyone was out of the house. But, you know,
There was some that didn't wait, too. But
that's an excellent point, Michael. Go ahead with your other thoughts.
Oh, yeah. So we got a comment today from somebody on the Freedom Fiend site criticizing us from an IP address that's someone at the House of Representatives.
Hmm. You got. And, hold on. Somebody criticized you from an IP address that says the House of Representatives?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, it was someone pretending to be John Boehner, and I'm sure it wasn't, but it was on the latest Fiends episode, which is called The Flu Has a Higher Rating Than Congress, Higher Approval Rating Than Congress. And the comment was something like, yeah, we have a low rating because of shows like yours poisoning the people's minds. And it was an actual IP address from the House of Representatives. And I looked up the IP address, and Wikipedia has had an ongoing problem for years of people from this IP address and others in the same block going on Wikipedia and, you know, taking off things that are critical of House of Representatives members from the left and the right. Yeah. So they're not even trying to hide that they're being internet trolls.
They may not be smart enough.
Or they are hiding that they're internet trolls in some way, that, and they're, you know, routing it through, you know, something that looks like a House of Representatives. I don't know. I mean,
on Wikipedia, they say that they've confirmed that that's it, and it's not a proxy, and it's not a spoof.
Okay.
So I don't know about ours. I haven't checked it yet.
I mean, the obvious answer is the person who is doing this is just some congressional staffer or someone who, you know, does not have the security know-how to do any of the special things that could be possible.
Right.
It's just most likely somebody is sitting down at their computer and, you know, cracking through the Wikipedia entries and removing stuff that the Speaker of the House or whoever, whichever bureaucrat they're working for, doesn't want there.
Yep, and it was pretty bold, though, that they just came on and said, no, it's people like you, it's your fault. I mean, it was kind of like a blessing from the...
And what were they saying was your fault, exactly?
One of his cardinals.
What were they...
The name of the episode that they posted it on was the flu has a higher approval rating than Congress.
Oh, so if you would just stop with your critique, then they would have a better approval rating?
Yeah,
that's a suggestion?
Yeah, yeah. And I think that the flu does have a better approval rating because Congress's rating is 6%. And, you know, probably 10% of people, especially government workers who get paid when they're sick, probably like getting the flu. They get to, you know, a little mini vacation.
I can't imagine anybody likes that stuff, but it's hard to get a worse rating than Congress, that's for sure.
Michael. Yeah.
Well, the Freedom Fiends blog, we have all the screenshots of it and everything if anyone wants to check it out and try to vet it.
Freedomfiends.com?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
that blog.
It.
Bye.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the pizza guy. He's in Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Yeah, let me just say, the police coming straight from the underground. A young man got a bad because I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think
you're not brown.
To have the authority to kill a minority. That shit, I ain't the one for a punk mother with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. Or be thrown in jail. We can go toe-to-toe with the middle of the cell. The police.
Yeah, I have to say that's a very well edited version of that song. You were.
I was waiting for something bad to come out.
Do you sing that to your kid before they go to bed?
Pizza guy. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, but as usual, I'm already back at the store, so
there you go.
I'll call on another night. Love
Thanks
it.
For the call.
You got to keep people's pies coming, you know.
Yep, that's right. Keep them hot. All right, 855-450-FREE. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
that is it. That is not an easy song for radio. In fact, that's probably one of the limited, very, very limited appearances that song has made on commercial radio.
I've got to say that the first time around, it seemed strange. Like it had sounded like the phone cut out.
It did.
And it's like, oh, that was kind of weird. and then the next one, it was obvious he just kind of left it out. And after that, I'm like, wow, that's a pretty good trick.
Yeah, it's a shame about the police because they could be peace officers. Well, they could be officers whose real job it is to keep peaceful people safe from being aggressed against. They could do that, but at some point they decided it was going to be their job to enforce stupid malum prohibitum laws that are written down by these fools in the legislature because there's money in it for them,
so,
like these drug laws.
Yeah, in this circumstance with these police here, this is one of the problem. This is one of the things that leads me to believe that the police are corrupt all around, up and down. And I'm not making that claim. I'm scared that that's the case. And let me back that statement up because I don't want to make statements like that without backing them up. In this circumstance where in this home, this woman had died, and within apparently moments of her death, maybe even before that, the police were there shaking down. At no point is there an excuse for this. Shaking down the house and bothering the husband about getting her pain meds because he might be a drug dealer or something. That this is such unacceptable behavior, but from the sound of the story, there wasn't one police officer, there were two. Does that sound right to you, Ian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there were two police officers, and this wasn't their idea from the sound of the story, so I'm guessing that they had some kind of sergeant giving them the...
Or it could have been their idea if Michael Dean was correct in that they were just drug fiends and were looking to get a stash.
It could be, but what I hear here is one of the reasons I think that the people like the idea of police partners is that the police officers are upright individuals that will not only check other people's illegal behavior, but will check their own people's behavior. And here you have at the very least two and maybe three, four, or five, depending on how far this went up the chain of command, police officers who were involved in this behavior, and not one checked the other.
Why would they check each other if they can work together and shake people down for money and drugs?
Every time I see what I appear to be police abuse on film, I don't see police arresting the other police officer for it. I see them protecting the other police officers for it, and that's why it's hard for me not to come to the conclusion that police agencies are corrupt up and down, because nobody's trying to arrest any of these people for this behavior.
In this case, the city manager didn't apologize. He was on their side. On the cop's side. He said it's totally fine. Go ahead, raid my parents' house after they've died and I'm standing there in mourning. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day. Using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Can bring up anything you want at 855-453, and we mean that, whether it's the House of Representatives IP address vandalizing Wikipedia and the Freedom Fiends blog, or absolutely outrageous cops who are raiding people's homes after their loved ones have died, at least in one case in Vernal, Utah, and taking prescription pills. 855-450-FREE.
We've been talking about Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live for some time. And, you know, if you've got your own business online, you're kind of used to doing things the way you're used to doing them. You may be interested in Bitcoins, but, you know, you're also just used to doing things as far, you know, the way that things have been done on your website for a while. I'm telling you, taking bitcoins is a good thing, and here's why. Because, well, there aren't any chargebacks with Bitcoin. Chargebacks are done at your discretion. The fees, there's no fraud. Nobody can take someone's Bitcoin credit card and run it on your site or anything like that. And the fees are lower than credit card fees. So you make more money taking bitcoins. Mm. BitPay.com makes it easy for you. They will go ahead and accept bitcoins for you and immediately deposit cash in your account. Does your credit card company do that for you? Does your credit card company let you, you know, somebody run their card and then just, you know, deposit money in your account? I suspect you're waiting 30 days. At least that's how it was for retail stores. BitPay.com. That's all you have to do is go there to get started. It's BitPay.com.
And by the way, if you've got a smartphone, you can get our live streams over at m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Grab the software you need if you don't already have that. The tune-in software is very good, and that'll let you get Free Talk Live around the clock. That's m.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Sam, listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Ian, I wanted to point something out quickly. Last week you had a caller who talked about the weather events increasing, and you called that a theory. But the fact that the weather's events are getting more extreme and there are more freakish storms is described by over 400 scientists in a joint paper. The FEMA data reflects it, the insurance data reflects it, and the National Meteorological Society acknowledges it.
Now, isn't the National Meteorological Society, aren't they kind of against global warming too?
You know, I think that's sort of the bent that's being applied here. I haven't really looked into it, Mark, but
okay.
I'm sure they're saying, yeah, it's global warming that's happening here.
I think that they may think. I think that the meteorologists tend to be against the idea of global warming, whereas climate scientists, and I'm not sure what that means, tend to be for the ideas. Is what that's the last thing I've seen. So I mean, there's still the debate has to some extent rages on.
Well, I think the fact that the insurance claims and the volume of that has been going up, it pretty much spells it out. But anyway, I wanted to call and talk about something.
I think, by the way, it just depends on where you live, right? Like, so
absolutely.
For instance, up here, I haven't noticed any particular uptick in weather or anything like that.
Who cares what you notice? It's, you know, his claim is that this is being shown by data.
Yeah, but things change over time.
And it's global as well.
Things change over time. Like, you know, storms might get worse for a bit, and then they might get better for a bit. Just it all depends.
Well, there's a chart that really shows that it's been ramping up since the 50s.
Where is that chart?
Just search Google for it. It'll pop up.
What do you look for?
Weather events increasing over the last 50 years or something.
Okay.
Should probably find it.
What else, Sam?
Okay. I called in a week back to talk about an EMP and how that might take the grid down. And after that call, you kind of seemed rather upset by the idea and suggested that, you know, that's not a world that you would even want to live in, and you might consider committing suicide in that sort of eventuality. And, you know, it's clear that you're a dedicated activist and advocate for freedom, that you would move and so forth, but when it comes to, I guess, going without power, without electricity, or not having the internet every day, is that where you're going?
No. I think it's more than that. I mean, because, you know, people that predict these disaster scenarios always have much worse, you know, things going on. I mean, if people can't get food in through the normal distribution channels, then they always predict some kind of riots. You know, they predict people killing one another over being able to eat. And, you know, maybe those are realistic predictions for those situations. I wouldn't want to live in, you know, the Mad Max world where all the supply chains are broken down so people go insane and start to murder one another, and you know, you're trying to, if everybody moves down south because it's too damn cold during the winter time, because who can, you know, survival could be pretty difficult for a lot of people, then that means things would be even worse down south in those sorts of ways. And I don't know, that just doesn't sound attractive to me. What do you guys think? Does that sound like a good life?
No.
Well, it's not like it's a choice that you get to make. I mean, you know,
well, you can take yourself out.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. I can't imagine. I'm shocked to hear you say this, Ian. I'm shocked to hear you say those words. that you would.
I don't know.
Yourself?
Do you want to run around through the woods and kill animals and cook them over a spit and possibly have to defend yourself with firepower against other predatory individuals who want to kill you?
Can I pull you out of your doomsday scenario?
This isn't my world. I don't live in this world because I don't want to live in that world. Like, I don't even plan for that happening because that's not the life I want to live. I'm not here to live that life.
And I don't either, and that's why I've done things like learn what a rocket mass stove is, which is a way to heat your house for a couple days on a very small bundle of wood, like what you might buy at a grocery store. That's why I've learned about things like Wallapini Gardens and how to create community and trade and barter. And
cool, man. And if all that stuff's available and people are cool, then that's fine. I just don't want to live in the crazy world where people are just offing one another. And you do have to admit that the people that believe in these doomsday scenarios, they believe it goes all the way to the wall. My belief is if there's a difficulty, if the supply chains are broken, that the market or the black market or whatever will find ways around it. I trust the market to handle this situation. But if things go bad-ass crazy and people are killing one another off, that's not the world I want to live in. So, am I a bad person for saying I don't want to live in that world?
I don't think you'll have to kill yourself in that world. Somebody will take you out.
Whatever, man. Whatever. I don't want to live in the zombie apocalypse world either. That doesn't sound like a good time to me. I don't know about you. And that's a bad thing for me to say that?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm saying that I'm shocked because I've never heard you say anything negative like that before, I guess. So I'm just personally...
Well, I don't believe that.
I'm
I don't plan my plan.
I'm shocked just from knowing you. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing or that you're wrong for it. I'm just shocked.
He doesn't like to put up shelves and things like that. I mean, I can totally see that this is Ian's world crashing in on itself. He doesn't like to make food, and he doesn't like to, do handy-type things.
Yeah.
So
because I agree that that would totally suck. But I think that you could gain an appreciation for life in a different way if something like that were to happen.
If someone's chasing you down with a bloody axe because they want to steal all your cigarettes? I mean,
you don't have cigarettes to steal.
You get my point. They don't. You got food, they think. And so, but do you understand that this is a common kind of doomsday scenario, is that things go totally to S? I don't believe in that. That's not the reason I'm here. Sam, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
It's apparently a trigger issue.
Yeah.
855-453.
So you want me to cook food and work and fend for myself?
Well, no, I'm not saying that, just because I would have to be a little chilly that I would off myself. I'm saying I live in some kind of hell world. I'm sorry. I'm not going to live in that world. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$55,453. Would you want to live in the post-disaster apocalyptic hell world?
Who wants to live there?
That some have described. Oh, well, okay, you were saying that you would still want to stay alive in some sort of a dangerous situation like that. And I'm sorry.
I needed you to clear up the question. I thought you were saying, you said, do you want to live there? Would you want to live there? So that's asking me, would I like that situation? No, I would not like that situation. However, if I was presented with that situation...
Yeah.
By God, you better believe I'm going to try to stay alive.
Yeah.
Not only do I have to take care of my wife and child, but I have an incompetent business partner I've got to take care of, too.
Well, and I also think that it's easy to talk about in situations like that, like, oh, well, I would just kill myself. But I think that there is a drive to live that is stronger than you realize at this moment in your cushy life.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. HowToWinInCourt.com.
We'll see how you feel if somebody's chasing you down with a bloody machete because they want to, you know, they want to get all your food.
Okay, how about the horrible, like, prison camps and things like that? There was that story about that guy who was eating corn out of poop.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, so the drive to live was so strong, even though he knew nothing but that awful, awful imprisoned life, that he would pick corn out of poop so he didn't starve to death.
855-450-FREE is the number. You can share your thoughts if you'd like.
If you've ever wanted to take a complaint to court but you didn't have the, or you want to spend the money on an attorney, howtowinincourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It teaches you the court's rules. You need to know how to make motions, how to answer motions. In fact, if you do it right, your case shouldn't even make it to court. But the jurisdictionary course, howtowinincourt.com, will teach you all the steps, all the way. And until you know the rules of court, you just don't have a chance. If you want to take your case to court, this is the thing you have to have, whether it's from a ticket on up, whatever the circumstances, you need to have howtowinincourt.com. It's written so the average eighth grader can learn it over the weekend. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. And their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, and buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's howtowinincourt.com. Once you complete the course with a 90%, you get an honorary degree of Juris Doctor. When you check out, make sure you mention Free Talk Live. It's on the pull-down menu, or if you call in, it's Free Talk Live.
All right, let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Kurt, listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Kurt.
Gentlemen, ma'am, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Kurt?
Well, I'd like to bridge from the Mad Max zombie apocalypse back to the civilized world, if you don't mind.
Thank you. I like that world better.
I'd like to talk about Liberty Forum.
Okay, oh, that's coming up February 21st through the 24th in Nashua, New Hampshire. And folks can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered.
And people can seethe with jealousy because I have registered.
Excellent. Did you use the Free Talk Live discount code to save yourself 10%?
You know, when I register for my events, I don't use any discount codes because I want the full amount to go to the...
That's a nice thought. In fact, I think they also have a VIP registrant option where you can pay a little bit extra, get some...
This is exactly what I want to talk about because, you know, I did that. And you stress on how affordable it can be. I mean, it's right now it's $109 for the speeches. It just went up $10.
Yeah,
right. That's without the meals.
No, that's with the meals.
No, $109 is without the meals.
I'm sorry, it's $209 with the meals, right?
$209 with the meals.
Sorry.
But for just $100 more, you get to be a VIP. Now, it doesn't say what that involves, but I'd sure like a front row seat to the Tom Woods.
I heard a rumor there's going to be some kind of special Free State Project silver ounce
that
will be included in that. I don't know what else.
So that's already a $35 value in just like regular silver, plus, of course, there's a premium for the minting.
There's usually some kind of VIP dinner or lunch. I'm not sure which it will be, but that's probably something you can probably count on.
I would urge those who sign up for the VIP to donate that ounce back to the Free State Project. And if that is included with my VIP, I will certainly do that myself.
That's awfully nice of you, Kurt.
You know, Kurt, I can actually, as another bonus for your VIP sign-up, I can get Ian to sit in your lap and blow in your ear.
Can I get a touch of tongue in there?
I'm not going to donate any of that back to the Free State Project, whatever that's going to cost you, Kurt.
I'll donate 2 ounces of silver to the Free State Project for that.
The question is, would it be public? Because that would also bring up the cost.
Well, you know, indeed, because
he's just negotiating rate. Do you hear him?
Able to deny.
He's not saying no. He's just negotiating rate. All right, go ahead, Kurt.
So no, I just wanted to stress to people that it's only an extra $100. I mean, whatever that's worth these days, and you probably again. I know Christopher Lawless. I know the people at the Free State Project. They are amazing hosts, and I'm sure that they will make it well worth your while in order to be able to come up with the extra $100 to do that.
They treat the VIPs like VIPs at this event, and it's
so I'm figuring this out. By the way, VIP perks. Looking at the Liberty Forum page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Liberty Forum. If you scroll down and kind of look for VIP, VIP perk: a signed copy of the book, The Troy Standard and the Men Behind the Desks. In addition to that,
is that two books? Or that's one book?
I think that's one book.
Okay.
Another VIP perk: VIP ticket holders will be at the speakers' tables during the Friday and Saturday night dinners.
That's pretty darn nice.
So
there's only a few spots left, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a... I would presume you're right that there must be some kind of a limited amount. So there's some of the perks for you, and who knows what other, bennies they'll come up with between now and then.
Well, I'm glad I got in on the ground floor.
That's I'm glad you did, too.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Kurt? Look forward to seeing you in Nashua otherwise.
No, we will. I will be out there, and I will be ready to go.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Will we have that step and repeat thing that we're supposed to order there?
It's being worked on.
Okay.
So presumably.
Do
you want to explain what that is?
This is a background for pictures, essentially.
Sometimes people like to get their pictures taken with Mark and Ian and whoever's around.
Right, and I think that this will be a bit more inviting for people because I think that, what tends to happen is before or after the show, we look look busy. You know, we sit behind our little table there, and you know, people sit around and they watch us. And they, I don't really think much about it because it doesn't bother me. But I'm sure that they're to some extent thinking to themselves, well, when should I go ask them for a picture? And many of them do such a thing, but I want them to feel invited.
Yeah.
Well, come, ask us for pictures. We'll take it in front of this thing that we bought, and you'll like that.
With the logos on it. You see it all the time with you know, Hollywood movie premieres, things like that, and music awards. They always have the stars or whoever are there in front of whatever logos the sponsors are, that sort of thing. So that's by the way, AMP money would be going to purchase this.
I think it's well worth it because those people are going to put that up on their Facebook pages, and the people are going to see them with us on their Facebook page with our logo next to it.
Yep. No brainer.
Yep.
So we didn't think of it. It was our PR lady. So apparently we don't have the brains. 855-453. Gus is in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gus.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling about the guy who's the cops came in and took his wife's medications like 10 minutes after she died.
Yeah. Yes. Protect and serve.
Yeah. Right. I'm assuming they did not have a warrant for that.
That's correct.
Okay. And he's suing them because they didn't have a warrant?
I think he's just suing it because it was absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
violation of the Fourth Amendment, I believe he's claiming, violation of equal protection, yeah.
Well, I mean, did he let them in, or did they force their way in?
It's not clear.
Well, by the sounds of the story, and this is difficult, you know, to give a sort of legal commentary on this when we don't really know the specifics, it sounds like, you know, ring, ring, my wife has passed.
But they said that they didn't know who called the police.
Yeah. Well, maybe they don't know who called the police, but they know that they called the, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you let him in, he's got nothing, but... I'll give you all a plug. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can actually order a doormat that says, come back with a warrant.
Yeah, nice one. Appreciate the call tonight, Gus. Thanks for making it at 855-453. That's 855-453. More to come with you and your thoughts. And still on the way, we've got to go through the 11 ways successful people start their morning. Julia will share those with us here in moments. 855-453. You may also take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control at 855-453. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come here, the 11 things that successful people do to start their morning. Julia will begin that list in mere moments. Also want to invite you to freetalklive.com, where you may support this radio program by going to shop.freetalklive.com, entering Amazon through the links you'll find there, and that's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You enter the Amazon of your preference, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Now, I'd mentioned that the Derek J. Victimless Crime Spree DVD is available on Amazon. And you know how Amazon has that calendar where if you look at any item, it'll tell you, this is the number X most popular item on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have a top 100 list of DVDs, music, and software, I think it is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, beyond that, there's no list. But they still give you the number. They still give you the ranking. So I've been kind of following the Derek J. Victimless Crime Spree numbers, and they've gone from 37,000 to 19,500 something. So that means people are buying it, presumably, and that's great. I mean, we're not in the top 100 or anything like that yet, but who knows? It could happen, I suppose. And you can go and get that through order.victimlesscrimespree.com. Now, one of the things I don't think is possible is if you're in the UK, for instance, I don't believe you will be able to get Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree through the UK Amazon. You would have to actually order it from the US Amazon. So for those of you who are still kind of interested in acquiring a DVD of the film, you also have to keep in mind it's in NTSC format. But one of the things about the company we're publishing with, it's a region-free DVD. Now, for those that don't know, there are region codes.
Region-free,
as in without regions.
Okay.
There are region codes on DVDs mm-hmm. that basically lock your disc out of being played in certain markets. So, you know, they're by regions like the U.S., not just the U.S., but North America would be, I think, one of the regions, for instance. So this is playable by any DVD player anywhere in the world, as long as it's got the NTSC, supports the NTSC format, which you know depends on your TV system and depends on your country, and you would know better than I would whether it does or not. But again, you probably can't get that anywhere but the U.S. Amazon, if that's what you're looking for. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can get your shopping taken care of, and you'll get a great deal because it's Amazon, and Free Talk Live will also get a portion of your purchase price. And I did verify it is not on the U.K. Amazon, so you would have to do an international shipping kind of thing to get your hands on the copy internationally. But it's something you can do. In fact, you actually apparently have to pay a fee to get a DVD to be retailed in Great Britain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this I did not know. It's one of the things I learned when I was putting together...
More of the taxes on TVs there?
That shit has something to do with that.
I can't imagine why. The TV's actually... You're not paying for television. You're paying for something that would play on a thing called a television. You know, I mean, television means that something travels through the air.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, you know, even if you use a box called a television, nothing's really traveling through the air.
Yeah, I don't know how the rules work over there. I'm pretty sure as long as you have a television, a TV set, you have to pay the fee, whether you watch the BBC or not. But if you're in the UK and you can clear up how that goes, because I know they still investigate people for that. I mean, they still have the TV cops that go around and bust people who have not, who are, you know, watching television without their permit.
That's my understanding, too.
Even talk about creepy.
That is bizarre behavior, but it's just a different place, you know?
Yeah, 855, 450 free. So, Julia, you've got something that could be quite useful. I don't know any of the 11, but you've brought in 11 things. And what's the source of this, by the way?
Sure. It's a blog, Mark and Angel Hack Life. So I just happened to come across this link from somewhere else. I've never read this blog. But it's practical tips for productive living, and it's just a bunch of lists of, like, things you could do to be more happy and stuff like that. So I kind of like
you were telling me about
like
this, and I said, you know, it's been too long since we've done one of these self-improvement top 10 lists. I do enjoy these, and hopefully you get something useful out of it too.
Sure. So this is 11 ways successful people start their mornings. The day may have 24 hours of equivalent length, but every hour is not created equal. Beginning the day with a purpose and a plan increases your chances of success. In her book, Laura Vanderkam writes, seizing your mornings is the equivalent of that sound financial advice to pay yourself first. If you wait until the end of the month to save what you have left, there will be nothing left over. Likewise, if you wait until the end of the day to do meaningful but not urgent things like exercise, pray, read, ponder how to advance your career or grow your organization, or truly give your family your best, it probably won't happen. Here are 11 smart ways to start your day. I would suggest the most successful people do the majority of these things during the first couple hours of their morning as part of their daily routine. Number one, get an early start. This extra time will help you avoid speeding tickets, tardiness, and other unnecessary headaches. In addition, most markets and businesses open by 9 a.m. Whether you work from home or commute to an office, the more time you've had to digest the day's news and obstacles ahead, the greater advantage you'll have over the competition.
Yeah, it's a good thing to get up early in the morning. Nothing that I've ever been good at.
No, I think you are way better than I am.
Well,
I think when you have a family, that changes pretty much instantly.
Right. So I've got a little 30-pound alarm clock that will jump on my head at 8:20. Now he's down in Florida right now, but I can't be mad at him. You know, he's excited. He's been awake for 3 hours waiting for Daddy to get up, and he wants to wrestle and do the things that he wants, read a book and do the things that he wants to do. And I can't be angry with him for being excited to, see me in the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's waited his time. It's 8:20, and he can go in and do it. So, yeah, it's different.
I've got a snuggly cat.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
The cat wants to stay in bed.
Yeah, the cat comes to
Not
you
always.
In the morning.
Sometimes he wants dinner.
Sure. But he's pretty content to just sit on your chest, which makes it very difficult to
But
to
does
get
tend
out of
to wake
bed.
Me up, though. If he
it does.
That.
It's true.
It's a toss-up with, you're talking about Ravage, he's the studio kitty, but it's a toss-up when he does that, because sometimes he'll wake me up, like him standing on my chest will wake me up, but other times I'll just kind of roll over so he can't stand on my chest, and then he'll go to sleep next to me, and I'll, you know, cuddle up with him and go back to sleep.
Are we just talking about ways to stay in bed?
I'm just telling you what happens with the cat. Like, that's not good enough. I mean, he sometimes helps, he sometimes doesn't.
Right.
I hear
you. So
you have to be internally motivated.
Well, I'm a night person, but I work an 8-to-4 job, so I have to get up every day, and it does help because I do it 5 days a week. I sort of naturally, I naturally get out of bed. So my advice to anybody who struggles with this is to go to bed consistently early and get up consistently early and make it habit, and it you change. I mean, you can make do.
Yeah.
On the weekends, I never sleep in past 10 unless I was, for some reason, up till 6 in the morning. So, anyway, number 2, review your focus list. What is your number one goal right now? What's most important to you? What makes you happy? Design your time around these things. Remember, time is your greatest limited resource because no matter how hard you try, you can't work 25-8. So I guess that's like 24-7.
24-7, 25-8, yeah.
Sure. And so number three, I really like this one. I've never heard this idea before. Review your to-don't list. A to-don't list is a list of things not to do. This might seem amusing, but it's an incredibly useful tool for keeping track of unproductive habits like checking Facebook and Twitter, randomly browsing new websites, etc.
I have it on my to-do list now to make a to-don't list.
Create one and post it up on your workspace where you can see it. Yeah, this is, I wrote a list of goals for sort of my birthday year, which my birthday is at the end of the year, so it kind of seems like New Year's resolutions. But this is one of my most important goals, is to get away from all of these time-wasting sites like Facebook. I just waste so much time, and it's irritating because I'm aware of it, and I can't help it. It sucks me in. So I've been better, actually.
You mean just recently?
Yes. So my policy now is, because I used to bring my phone everywhere, you know, so you bring your phone to the bathroom.
Yeah, sure.
You bring your phone to the, I bring it to lunch and I sit and read Facebook at
bathroom's
my lunch.
Bathroom's the free time. Like, I feel vindicated when I'm checking Facebook in the bathroom.
Well, I will do it in the bathroom too because I don't have my Onion to read anymore.
Well,
and so I've got to have something to do. And it seems like every time I leave the phone downstairs or wherever, you know, if I'm not, if it don't, for whatever reason, it doesn't make it up there with me, then I feel, half the time, I feel like phone calls come in. Like, I'll be sitting up there, and then I hear the phone ring.
Do you often take phone calls while you're on the toilet?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if somebody calls me and I'm on the toilet, I'm going to take that call.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'd fake it, too.
Okay, well, this has been helpful for me. I actually, because I just am on it less, so I'm thinking about it less, and
Facebook or the toilet?
Facebook. Okay. On the toilet, at lunch. Like, I've made rules about when I carry my phone with me, not sitting on Facebook, and it's been helpful.
Share with us your successful habits. What is it that you do in the morning? We've got something like 8 more of these to go through, and we'll continue those in hour number 3. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can take control, and you can bring up anything you want as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.